There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running Reality TV Podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy 2016.
Wow.
It's crazy, right?
It's nuts.
I never expected. I mean, growing up as a kid, did you ever expect to see 2016? The year 2000 was like a million years away.
I feel old.
I know.
I mean, I was rewatching Star Wars for the second time in the theaters. I was like, you know, God. These are kids who are enjoying Star Wars for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel old. Like, I know I've seen the originals like 5,000 times already.
Yeah, I know. Star Wars, that's a big movie, huh?
It's a freaking huge movie. I'm still so stoked that it came out good.
I know.
They did it right. Force Awakens rocked.
Disney pretty much said, we're going to make Star Wars movies now until the end of time.
I mean, it made $1 billion in 12 days. It hadn't even opened in China yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts.
It's going to be the highest grossing movie ever made.
I think so.
It's going to shatter every record that ever. There's still people seeing it. There's people seeing it 2 and 3 times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. I'd go see it again.
Yeah, I think it'll sit out in the theaters. And now that some of the lines have died down, too. You're going to get even more repeat traffic.
I guess it did, like, the best New Year's movie ever over the New Year's weekend, so. So we've got some big changes coming in 2016, too.
Yes.
And it's probably not all good news to the listeners. I don't know. I'm really sad. Is that the right word? I don't know.
Sad. That's a good word.
So the contract is being drawn up. The sale is pending of the message boards. The Reality Fan Forum message board sale is pending. And I'm giving it a 99.9% chance that it's going to go through. I mean, there's always going to be a little hitch, so I'm not going to say that. But I mean, that's going to make us have some changes too, because we won't have the servers anymore to host the podcast on the Reality Fan Forum servers. So we're going to move to more of a relaxed schedule, I think. Right, Trevor?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to... I mean, we're not giving up. This is not a retirement speech.
No, and Sirius didn't come and give me a big offer yet.
Nope. Yeah. We're still holding out hope.
Yes.
It's never going to happen. But no, I think we're gonna change the way we do things here. And that is sad because... This is, what, 10 and a half years?
Yeah.
2005 we started doing this and haven't missed too many weeks. We have here in the last.
But I think it'll be better for the listeners, because instead of like trying to crank out 52 weeks of content, we're going to give you like a really good 30.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, we're not quitting, folks. You're still gonna hear us.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor, we're going to have you on 2 Cents Radio.
Yes, we're going to have to do that. Maybe some more crossover.
Yeah, we're going to do some crossover. So there's going to be a lot of stuff, but it's just, it's time to start winding down a little bit, especially with the sale of the message boards.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big part of, that out of my life. And, it's sad because I've loved every minute of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel like I can throw out a show every week. I just don't know if I have the time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Trevor's getting up there in age now, where he's looking for a retirement home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're not sure what kind of home he's going to be in. And
we find out which 55 and over community I want to live in.
Yeah, and we don't know if there's a good Skype connection there anymore. Remember when we started the show, Trevor, and we were like both in our 20s?
My daily shuffleboard game and all is going to be really difficult.
Remember when we started the show and we were both in our 20s? Now we're like 80.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's terrible.
But But we have Survivor to talk about.
Yeah.
We never got to talk about the finale.
Yeah, I know. We're a week and a half late, I know, people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were home for Christmas hanging out.
Yeah.
It kind of went how I thought it was going to go, in all honesty. I mean, there's nothing too surprising. Jeremy kind of, you know, here's the thing. When they had that tribal council and Jeremy realized, shit, I should play my idol, I knew he had it in the bag for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you dodge a bullet, like, by the way, that was the greatest tribal council in history.
Oh, my God. So Jeremy and Kelly both use their idols.
Yeah, first Kelly pulls out her idol, and Jeremy's like, no, I'm not going. Basically, like, he saw what was about to go down, and so then he pulled out his immunity idol.
Yeah.
And essentially, negated. So both of them are negated, right? They both can't be voted out. So then, then you have left is Spencer. You have Tasha, and you have
Keith and Kimmy. Yep.
And so Spencer and Tasha basically say, we're not changing, we're voting for they held together as a block.
Right.
They said we're voting for either Keith or we're voting for Kimmy.
Right.
And so essentially it forced
They voted for either Tasha or Kimmy. So then that made. But here's where it got a little fishy.
Spencer and Tasha said they weren't going to vote. They were going to vote together, essentially.
Right. And this is where it got. So Keith, Kelly, and Kimmy all voted for Tasha in the second vote. Spencer, Tasha, Jeremy all voted for Kimmy.
Yes.
And Kelly was the one that kind of said, Keith. And Keith was like, you know what? Send me home.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly's like, no, I don't want to send you home.
Yeah, because that was her closest alliance mate out there. And she viewed Kimmy as kind of like, she kind of came late.
Right.
To Kimmy's credit, she had decided to abandon her alliance and was trying to make a big move to get Jeremy off the show.
But this is what bugged me about Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
You could have made that move 4 tribal councils ago.
Yeah, basically, Jeremy had already locked in Spencer and Tasha.
Right. You cannot wait till final 6 to try to make a big move. I just don't feel like it's possible anymore.
She was hoping to get to the final 6, make her move, and then be able to go to the jury and say, look, I got rid of one of the biggest threats out here.
But at that point, it's just too hard to make a move at 6.
Plus, you never know if he's sitting on an idol.
Right.
Which he was.
When you get down to 6 people, there's usually 2 sides. It's always 2 sides.
So essentially, Kelly's like, no, Keith, you should stay. And Spencer and Tasha are like, well, we're voting together. So basically, it's your guys' decision.
Yeah.
And so Kimmy went home.
Jeff had
a really good explanation of this.
It was. Yeah, he did have a good explanation. The whole the picture and the marker.
Right, so it was Kelly and Jeremy can't get a vote.
Right.
Spencer has the idol. Right, so then there's only 3 people eligible to get votes. Tasha, Kimmy, and Keith.
Right. I just am irritated at Kimmy for waiting so long to make a big move.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get to 6, that means you need 4 people. You need 4 people to make a big move. Mm-hmm. And that is too big of a mountain to climb. When you have 8... and need 5 people, it's a little easier.
What made it harder for them was the moment Kelly pulled out her idol.
Yeah.
Jeremy had to have looked around like he did and gone, shit, these votes are going on to me, not on Tasha.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, decent calculus right there.
Yeah.
And so then he pulled out his idol.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're at 6 anyways. You only have 1 more tribal to use it at.
Yeah.
Got to get there. That basically won the game for him.
It did. Because I wanted Kelly to win. I really, mm-hmm. By the time the final show was airing, I was ready for Kelly to win.
I thought if there was anybody who was going to win other than Jeremy or Spencer, it was Kelly.
Yeah. I just.
What's interesting is Spencer didn't get really any consideration in the final 3.
No, he didn't.
Nobody really thought he deserved to win the game.
No.
It was basically... Did Jeremy win unanimously?
He did, yeah.
I think a lot of that was... A lot of the people on the... he never really had to switch sides, which helps you with the jury, because he never really had never really stabbed anybody in the back. Kind of just played his game, had some people around him do some of the dirty work.
You know, the thing that helped Jeremy, and we talked about this earlier in the season, is when the three tribe swaps happened, he never changed tribes.
No.
He's the only one to not change.
And he had a core alliance around him. He had Spencer, Tasha, Kimmy for a large part of the game.
Right. Well, Kimmy never switched either, it shows here. Or did Steven. Sorry. He wasn't the only one.
He had two Stevens around him, actually. He had... Stephen Fishbach and him and Kimmy were the first core three.
Right.
And then he kind of...
Tasha and Spencer.
I'm sorry. Then over time, Spencer and Tasha moved in.
Yeah.
He always did a good job of always having numbers around him. By the way, had some... didn't mind... you have Stephen Fishbach and Spencer around you. That's two strong personalities you're aligning yourself with.
Yeah. I don't know. He played a good game. I'm not going to take away the fact that he played a bad game because he played a very good game. I just wasn't a fan.
Nah. Well, I mean, because you're never really a fan of. So it's tough being a fan rooting for somebody that you know is that in the back of your head you think is going to win.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you're like a member of his family or his friend, right? You're always rooting for some drama. You're rooting for the underdog, right? You could have called Jeremy winning this game about a month ago.
Yeah. Well, I think we did.
I mean, because basically for a lot of our podcasts, we were trying to figure out how anybody would stop him from getting there, especially when when he's holding on to the idols.
He was on shaky ground with Steven being voted out, Fishbach.
Mm-hmm.
And when
that was probably his toughest, the moment where he could have gotten screwed.
Yeah, it is.
Was because Fishbach was his boy, and he first gave Steven an idol to help him stick around.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, turned out to help him with the jury.
It did.
I feel like Stephen Fishbach was basically his head cheerleader during that jury question.
Yeah. What did you think of Spencer's tact of saying, you vote me out, I will make sure you never win this game?
I think that it helped him stay for the immediate term, but it killed him in the long term.
It did, right? Like,
I think people on the jury were just appalled at that tactic. I think they were appalled that Spencer thought he could walk onto the jury and influence all their votes.
Right. Yeah, I think it killed him. It saved him in the game, but it killed him ever winning. I think that was the thing that probably never got Spencer any votes.
I would consider Spencer maybe to be the best player to never win Survivor. Like, he's had two really good runs at it.
He's had pretty good runs at it, but his social game sucks.
It was even better. Like, if I'm Spencer, I definitely want a third chance. I'm, lobbying for a third
chance. I think he deserves a third chance. I don't think he can ever win this game, though. The thing with Spencer is...
He was a better player this time around than he was the time before.
He just comes off as so cocky. And that move of saying, you vote me off and I will turn the jury against you, is the epitome of his personality that turns people off against him. I don't think he can ever win this game. It's tough to win this game when people think you're a cocky asshole.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
I mean, if it had been Spencer, Tasha, Kelly in the final three, I think Kelly would have rolled over both of them again.
Oh, Kelly wins unanimously also.
Yeah.
The most compelling final three, in fact, would have been if Jeremy and Kelly were somehow sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
Because then that would have been a total crapshoot. It would have been...
I still think Jeremy probably would have won most.
He would have.
I
think it would have been close, though.
You think? I don't know.
You're counting. Let's go... We have the jury people up.
So Keith would probably vote for Jeremy.
Keith, you think Keith for Jeremy? I think he'd vote for Kelly.
You think so?
Kelly and him are friends.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think Keith would have still voted for Jeremy. I don't know. Because if Keith would have maybe voted for Kelly, why wouldn't he have voted for Tasha?
He's not as close to Tasha as he was to Kelly.
Well, I suppose. I don't know. They voted together for a while.
I mean, Kelly and Keith, I always thought were kind of an alliance together.
Yeah, they really didn't ever vote together. Hold on. They voted together once once. Okay.
He's a wild card vote anyways.
Yeah. So then you have Kimmy. She probably would have voted for Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Abby Maria probably would have voted for Jeremy still.
Her and Kelly kind of bonded, though.
They did, but I don't think Abby ever liked her. Joe would have voted for Jeremy. Steven would have voted for Jeremy. Sierra.
Sierra's voting for Kelly.
Kelly Wigglesworth.
There would have been some votes out there.
There would have been.
To try and get.
There would have been. Yeah, it would have been interesting. I still think Jeremy would have won. He played the superior game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these folks were out there to award the superior game.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were holding grudges, I don't think Jeremy would have won if they were holding a grudge. I don't know. It's tough. This is a tough game. And this was a tough season with all of these players wanting their redemption, basically.
Definitely. I thought the game was played at a high level. I agree. There wasn't so much in the lines as much as voting, like short-term voting
right.
blocks, which I thought was interesting.
It is.
But at the end of the day, it was an alliance that ended up winning.
Yeah.
Right? When you think about it, Jeremy, there may have been voting blocks, but Jeremy kind of played it out with Spencer for a long time.
And Tasha. Yeah.
The three of them kind of played this thing out together for a while in the game. And before that, Jeremy had Steven Fischbach and Kimmy around him. I feel like Jeremy stayed more true to the whole alliance thing than the voting block thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he always wanted to have a couple people around him. And by the way, I think it helped having, it actually helped him having somebody like Steven Fischbach and somebody like Spencer around him, because those two guys are always going to draw votes from other people.
Right, right.
Even if they think Jeremy's even if Jeremy's a better player, I think there's always a perceived, like, oh, Fischbach's going to try to get me out of this game. I got to get rid of him first. Or Spencer, I got to get rid of that guy. That guy's going to get rid of me. I don't think Jeremy comes across as sort of like, oh, shit, I need to get him the fuck out of this game.
I really am beginning to wonder, as we're just sitting here even recording this show right now, was the quote-unquote storyline of voting blocks pushed forward by Jeremy to keep everyone else out of an alliance? Was that a strategy?
He always had himself shielded. I considered him to have alliances, not voting blocks, definitely. I'd love to see his voting pattern, but I'd be willing to bet each one of his votes were always with, I bet Kimmy was involved every vote up until the one where she tried to screw him, right?
Yeah.
I bet him and Spencer and Tasha were on the opposite sides of maybe one or two votes tops. And I bet him and Steven Fischbach voted the same way the entire season that they were on the show together.
Yeah. Yeah, so I really think that maybe Jeremy was pushing forward this voting block thing to keep, I don't know, somebody like Joe from thinking that they're ever going to have a solid alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Kelly Wentworth, for that matter.
I think Jeremy would have aligned with Joe longer in the game. I think it was the people around him that were like, you cannot align, we cannot align with Joe. Remember Steven Fischbach's like, we cannot be in an alliance with Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think was a dumb move.
Mm-hmm. Joe is definitely getting a third run at this thing at some point.
Oh, well, because he's beloved.
Yeah, he is beloved. That's a good... He's getting a third chance at this one at some point.
Yeah. Oh, it was a good season. I enjoyed it.
Good season, Survivor. Now, what's the hook for next season?
Beast Mode Cowboy.
Beast Mode Cowboys on Survivor.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it? Oh, NBA Scott Pollard.
Scott Pollard's on the show. Yep.
Yeah, it's Brain Bronze Beauty again.
Okay, that was actually pretty good. The ones that's the season they gave us Spencer and Tasha.
Yep, it was. It starts on February 16th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How is Beast Mode Cowboy going to do? Why? Why do we have Beast Mode Cowboy is the question.
It's always interesting which characters they decide to bring over. Like, do you think there'd be like 5 million other people they'd bring ahead of Beast Mode Cowboy on The Survivor?
Or Scott Pollard.
Scott Pollard is a pretty nondescript NBA player. He had moments. I remember when he played for Sacramento. You would never have said superstar, but recognizable. That's a good term. He's definitely recognizable in his career.
On March 11th, 2007, Pollard caused minor controversy when he looked into the camera during a 20-second timeout and said, "Hey, kids, do drugs." The light on top of the camera was not working, and Pollard intended to get a laugh out of the media track. Pollard apologized.
Well, it shows personality.
I hate kids do drugs. No one's going to recognize him, right? Like, who's going to recognize this guy?
Yeah, only people that went to the University of Kansas or...
or were huge or Boston Celtics fans in 2007.
Yeah, or huge... Yeah, you'd have to be a fan of a team he played on.
Yeah.
But...
I don't understand. He's 40 now? Wow.
Yeah, okay. See, I wonder how he's going to be in terms... Yeah, he's an ex-player, but he's 40 years old.
Yeah.
He was more noted for his height than his athleticism. It wasn't like he was a 6'6 shooting guard who, he's more like a tall...
6'11?
Yeah, more tall, kind of a big guy. I wouldn't say he's going to have an athletic advantage over everybody in the field.
He's a 7-foot monster.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
They need to do challenges where all he has to do is, like, reach up and put his hand in a net.
It's going to make it really easy for him to look for idols. He won't have to climb the tree to look for.
Or he won't have to climb any trees for coconuts or pineapple.
Yeah, just go reach up and grab one.
Yeah.
They said this season's supposed to be taxing, though. Where is it being held?
Let me see. Let me go back here.
Is it Cambodia, I heard?
Kahong Rong, Cambodia. Yeah.
Yes, it's supposed to be extremely hot.
Really?
It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a test of stamina.
Climate. Let's look at the climate. Cambodia has a temperature range of 69.8. That's the low, folks. to 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's probably humid too.
And experiences tropical monsoons. Wow. Now, this season that we're about to watch, coming up in February, was filmed last year. Mm-hmm. It was filmed before the season that we just watched.
Okay.
The Second Chance season. It was filmed before that, but they wanted to air the Second Chance season because it was fresh in everybody's minds that they just left, after that last finale.
Okay.
So this one has been in the can since last February, March, when they wrapped filming. Can you imagine being the final two or final three and having to hold that in for a year?
Yeah, that's not spending that $1 million.
Yeah, that's impossible to do.
No, I didn't win Survivor. Yeah, I'll take that new Mercedes 4 Series, please.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be tough to set on
that
for
a year.
No,
we'll go with the 66-inch TV.
Yeah, filming dates for this were March 30th to May 7th of 2015. And the filming dates for this were May 31st to July 8th for Cambodia Second Chance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're in the same place as they were in Second Chance. It's Kahong Rong, Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose the weather was different in March to May.
Mm-hmm.
But what, 5 medical evacuations, I think I heard?
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yeah. It's going to make for a very good season.
I'm excited.
Very good season.
When does it come back?
February 17th.
You got to be shitting me.
Yeah.
It's a long-ass fucking time.
It's a month and a half.
When's Amazing Race come back?
I hope never. That's terrible, right? let's see. Season 28 will premiere February 12th.
Okay.
So February, middle of February, we'll be back to...
We'll have to do a cast show.
We will. And we got to do awards show, right?
We have RFF Reality TV Awards. Yeah. We have to do this. Yep. That's coming up. Usually we do it right before Survivor premieres.
Yeah, we do. So our next show, we will be doing nominations, which we'll do a show here in a week or two.
Yeah, I'll do a nomination show.
Get your nominations. Send your nominations to me for our different categories at twitter.com/RobRFF. And then we'll do a nomination show. And
we nominate some stuff during the year, I think, too.
Yeah, we have some nominations written down. I have some saved somewhere. Trust me. I know. I think. Oh, yeah. And Amazing Race 28 is internet celebrities, Vine and YouTube stars. Ugh.
That's it. It's not quite the hook I was looking for.
No. Fucking terrible. All right. Does that do it for us for this week?
I'm good.
All right. How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
You catch it at Trevor, RFFradio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFradio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, have a great week. We'll catch you back here soon.